Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Can everybody understand Kiwi? Translator? Okay. So, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and about why I believe making tracks is the future of adventure tourism within definitely New Zealand and hopefully in the future for the whole globe, because it's not rocket science and it's pretty damn easy. And I'm going to explain why I think it's not rocket science and why it's pretty damn easy, because I'm here as living proof in front of you. First thing I have to say, with a lot of what people have discussed over this period, is all about them and us. You know, we're going to make activities for the disabled. You know, this is not what making tracks is about. This is not what the future of accessible tourism should be about. It's about inclusiveness, making it universal design for everybody. It can happen to anybody. We're all going to get old, and some people have prams, you know? So it's got nothing to do with being disabled, and that's what I'd like everybody to understand. Making Tracks is New Zealand's accessible adventure travel specialist. I'm just winging this because that's the way we do things. Adventure, to undertake a task without knowing the outcome. So let me begin. Who is Making Tracks? So you might just see me up here as this lovely disabled boy, but in reality, I have over 25 years in the adventure industry. I'm fully qualified. I started in the outdoors as a very young man and became quite a highly experienced river guide, canyon guide, ski patrol, and worked all over the world, ran trips on the Zambezi, ran multi-day trips in places like La Mesquita in Central America. I've worked all through the United States, all through Canada, on the Tully in Australia, North Johnson in Australia, also Interlaken, and so I sort of know what I'm talking about. Crazily, when you get into these positions and you take risks and you run things, then obviously you push the limits and complacency comes in and wham bam, obviously things can happen. And I'm living proof of that as well. So why making tracks? Obviously, by accident, not by choice. I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't in this wheelchair. I'd still be rafting, I'd still be canyoning as a guide. And these days, I cannot actually do it as a guide, but you'll be quite surprised what I can do. So I had a canyon accident in 2010. I've been in this industry now for 8 years. And why? When I had my accident, I was going, okay, so what's going on with this industry? And I looked into it, and I was like, well, this is weird. You know, there is a difference. It seems to be harder to take somebody in a wheelchair than it does to take somebody that's never been outside a city before. And I tend to disagree in this fact. As a guide, I know how hard it can be to take certain people. And I tell you what, it's not people in wheelchairs. So I saw that it needed to change. And of course, it's my passion. It's what I've done my whole life. And it's what I'll carry on doing for the rest of my life. So I'm perfect for the job. Sorry, it's a bit arrogant, but it's true. Okay, so first thing I did when I had my accident, I came back to New Zealand and I did start making tracks. I did that whilst I was in rehab in Knotwell, Switzerland. Great system. And when I came back to New Zealand, I just went to all my mates. And I say, okay, what can we do? So we did the easiest thing to start with, which was skydiving, falling out of a plane. You can chuck a brick out of a plane. It's not hard, okay? The landing thing, yeah, it's a little bit difficult. So we came up with a few ideas and we made harnesses to make this possible. Very simple, because I'm a canyoner, I know ropes. Because I've done skydiving in the past, I know how it works. It was very, very easy to come up with a system. I built a system, gave it to one of my best mates at Skydiving Kiwis, and now we throw hundreds of people out of planes. And they're not all in wheelchairs. The next thing we developed, obviously, was rafting. rafting is my passion. I've been all over the world rafting. So we set up harnesses for rafting. We got sailing harnesses that they were made for sailing, and we adapted them, made them stronger, and made rafting available. I went out and tested them, and yeah, very easy, really. No, not hard at all. Might never matter. So we built a whole bunch of different adaptive equipment, and I still do. For everything we do, all it takes is a little bit of education, adaptation, and information. Three easy words. And then, obviously, I am the perfect test dummy. The girl said before that nothing is accessible and everything is different to different people. I understand that for the blind. I understand that for the deaf. But in reality, being a C5 tetraplegic means that if I can do it, anybody can do it. Simple as that. So we decided doing all these things was well and good, and I can go out and jump out of planes and raft rivers and all this sort of stuff. But we decided to start, obviously, giving it to others, because it's important to give rather than to take. So I started offering it to the Kiwis. Quite hard to motivate the Kiwis. So I pushed it abroad. The hardest thing, as Bill said in his one, you can make it. You can make everything easy. You can make everything simple. But hey, you have to market it. And that is the hardest thing, to market it, to make sure people understand it's not hard. It's very easy. It's very safe. It's with the best professionals in the world. And I do it every day, as you'll find out in a minute. So I had to promote myself. I had to promote my company. What's the best way to promote accessible tourism? A tetraplegic traveling 26,000 kilometres from London through Mongolia, living in a Yaris for 2.5 months, going rafting, doing all sorts of stuff on our way. I was the first tetraplegic ever to compete what they call the Mongol Rally, hardest rally in the world, apparently. I found it pretty easy. Why? Because I had people that knew what they were doing to help me. All it is, it's not ramps, it's not toilets. I find the most inaccessible places, as things like Nepal, for example, probably the easiest places. Why? Because the less accessibility there is, the easier it is, because people are more willing to help. All it takes is a little bit of asking for help. If you're in a wheelchair and you don't ask for help, you're an idiot. You're going to miss out on a lot in life. So I went in and I decided to do a few other things. I've now adapted my own paraglider. I built my own buggy, and I taught myself how to paraglide. I got my mates to just pretty much push me off the hill, and I became the first C5 tetraplegic paraglider in the world. And obviously, at the moment, I do it every day when it's on. I don't do it once because it's fun. I live this life. This is me. Yeah? Easy. Simple. No problem whatsoever. And then we decided we'd run some pretty good rivers. I've ran a lot of rivers around New Zealand and internationally just to work out systems for camping, dealing with pressure areas, dealing with tents you can get in and out of, dealing with getting a wheelchair around, dealing with rapids, dealing with releasable systems, making everything very easy and simple. Sweet ass. Tracks Travel is my company. Everybody should look up makingtracks.co.nz, look at the aeroplane. It'll explain all the tours we have and what's available. If anybody wants to send us clients, easy peasy, we'll give you commission. We are a non-profit company. I'm from the Swiss system, so that means I don't need to make money, lucky jizza. I do this because it's my passion. I'm Adaptive Adventure Consultant. What that means, as soon as somebody books with me, I give them my WhatsApp. I find that the most important thing in accessible tourism or inclusive tourism is reassurance. They can talk to me at any stage on WhatsApp as soon as they have contacted Making Tracks. Anything from what to pack, what they need to know about going on the aeroplane, what they need to know about anything. Insurances, boom, I know everything. I just explain it all to them. It's very simple, not rocket science. We do guided trips. If somebody needs a guided trip, I can organize self-drive trips if people want to self-drive. If they want to hitchhike, I can organize that as well. You know, nothing's an issue. We can do anything and everything for anybody. Anything's possible. It's not a problem. Again, not rocket science. The last thing we do is I go to companies. This is what a lot of the guys are talking about, and this is what I think the future of accessible tourism is. I go to companies and I certify them, and not only small companies. I'm talking about big, professional, AJ Hackett's. I'm talking about Canyon Swings. I'm talking about Ultimate Descents in New Zealand. I'm talking about skydiving Kiwis. I'm talking about, you have a look on our website, you know, it's just started this section. I go there, I talk to them, I work out what's needed to be done. We make adaptions if it's necessary. If it's not possible, then we'll give the information saying, hey, there's toilets down the road, use them before you come, you know. It's pretty easy, yeah, not rocket science. Okay, so it's a very short presentation, so I can't explain everything that we do, but if anybody would like to talk to me or anything, it's important that you contact me here, or I'm a very personable sort of character. You can come and yarn to me anytime you want or send me a mail. But yeah, let's get this accessible tourism thing done. I'm going to be moving into Australia, in Switzerland, Whistler, all of the adventure-based places around the world, where we're going to just do exactly what we're doing. We're just going to adapt the companies. They'll pay for the equipment, and they'll be aware of what needs to be done. Sweet. I'll play you a cool little video.